أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك، نويت الصيام في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. In the previous session we explained about the grandson of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani and his father, what went into between them of experiences. And the grandson understood that you cannot, it became to him a certainty after the experience that he saw when he tried to lecture or make a presentation with his thinking himself that he is higher than his father in his knowledge and can give more knowledge to the listeners, and how he faced the difficulties that people, that students slept. They were not concerned with what he is saying. So he understood now, after his father explained to him, that it is a certainty that anyone that try to see himself that he knows more than the other and he wants to lecture on them as if he is the master and they are the student, in that relationship, this is from a spiritual point of view, of course we are talking, that is a sickness and it will not reach the reality that he wants to show and express to the students. But it will be a sickness also in the students from the negative energy that he was radiating from his arrogance and pride. So he asked repentance from his father, and he asked him to teach him then. And his father, he said to him, "Oh my son, anyone wants to come to us, he must empty his cup." Means this cup is full of water. You cannot pour any more water, cannot take it. So if you come with a heart full of, you think of yourself that you're full of your own experiences and knowledges, and that is, you are content with it, and you come full to our meeting, we cannot give you more. Because when we give more, it will spill from every side. So we are not putting inside, we are putting outside now. So I cannot teach you when you are coming to my association with a full cup of what you consider your knowledge. And this is, Grand Sheikh is saying that this is a discipline to anyone, to any human being, that he is giving a presentation or a speech to people. Because you don't know what you are feeling from reading by yourself or learning from yourself or having a teacher listening from him, it's okay, but all this what you are learning, if you consider yourself that you are proud of what you have and you are above others in their knowledge and go and give a presentation, then it is going to be a negative energy coming out. because you are seeing your level higher than their levels, and they are in need for you. Whoever hold what he has, من يتمسك بعلمه وجاء لمجالس المشايخ فهذا الرجل لا يستفيد.
Whoever holds on to his knowledge
and come to the association of masters, spiritual masters, and holding on what he has, he's not going to add up anything, because he's not going to go. It will, his cup is full, or everything going to spill out. And the example of that is very, very well example in our in history, is that in the time of one of the big saints, Ubaydullah al-Ahrar, is one of the saints of Central Asia. He's very famous. He's buried in Samarkand. He's from the Naqshbandi golden chain. At that time, the Grand Mufti of Central Asia, Grand Mufti, you understand what Grand Mufti is? Someone that acquired lot of knowledges from his childhood, might be up to 60 years of age or 50 years of age, to become the highest authority in Islamic religion. He studied everything. So he came to the association of Ubaydullah al-Ahrar, that saint, sage. And he said, I'm hearing from you something that I am admiring. I'm stunned with what you are saying. I like to be one of your students. Can you accept me? He looked at him. He knew that he was faithful.
Faithful?
Sincere in what he's asking. So saints can see the hearts, can read them. Some people, they come and say, we want you to be your student, but might be they are only to listen and then see that one speaks well or not, or might be they are people from somewhere, someone has sent them to see what these people are saying, and that's it. So he looked at his heart, he found him, no, he's not of that type of people that they are only to spy on you, what you are saying. He saw he is a sincere person, and he is famous in his country at that time, it's Uzbekistan today. He said, okay. So he said, what I have to do? He was expecting that the sheikh will tell him, okay, you sit and teach the people. He's the highest authority in Islamic religion at that time, in Central Asia. He told him, oh my son, what I like you to do is to take that rope and that axe and that donkey and go every day to the mountain, to the forest, because Central Asia is very cold, snow. Cut the trees, make wood for us wood, cut them small, pack them over the donkey, and come in the evening. That is your job. It didn't make sense. Like to date a doctor who is very famous in a hospital, come to him and say to him, today you are going to have a new job. What is your job? Is to clean the sick people, pamper them.
He might think you have something in your mind. To the administration, is that? Or he said, what he's doing? So in spirituality, they do that. Because they want people to get rid of their arrogance. Because it is a sickness. In normal worldly life, they don't look from that angle. They look that this is a doctor, okay, his level is to be a pediatrician, a radiologist, this or that, so give him his level. But in spirituality, although that one is high person, is very knowledgeable, but you want to build him back, to build his infrastructure. His infrastructure is loose. Anytime he will fall down. So you have to get out that arrogance. So he said, you go and cut the wood. He said, oh my Sheikh, you know I am what I am. Yeah, I don't see that is fit. He didn't say, no, I don't want. He said, please, can you change it? He said, because you said that, instead of going from the back door and take back streets to reach the forest, now, because you said that, you go through the town. Let everyone see what you are. Cut the wood and continue on it. So that person who with very highly knowledge, he said, oh my Sheikh, that is, yani, it's not fair. Okay, we'll go back to the origin, what you said before. I go from the back streets. He said, no, now you go from town. Have to get rid of that arrogance. So as he was discussing, the Sheikh said, okay, since you are not, still you are discussing, you want to be my student, you go downtown and clean the toilets. That is your job, restrooms. How people today, you see them at airport or everywhere, people are, you call them janitors, they are cleaning. These people are humble people. If they ask you, go do that, you do that. And you at your home, you don't do it. So that's why you have to train yourself even to do it. Even if it's not necessary to be done, you go and do it. In order to learn how much you have to get rid of your arrogance. I can do it. I own a restaurant. I am a very wealthy person. Or the other one say, oh, I am a doctor. Or that one say, I'm engineer. That one I say, I am a this, I am that. I cannot do that. No, you have to humble yourself. One time I was visiting one of Grand Sheikh's students, who is a master today of spirituality, not ours. He is very close to our living master, Sheikh Hussein. In Aleppo, in the mountain, he has his spiritual center on top of the mountain, very high mountain, between olive trees. Has a huge center. And people come, very old people and young people, they come and sit, they study and they learn. First time I was going, I was like 20 years of age too, to that area. And we arrive, and the sheikh immediately ordered the student, one of the students, to make the tea. So they have to get the water. So they went and came with the water in a pot. And we're sitting there seeing them, because it's a big hall, and they on the one side they are doing the tea, and the sheikh is still outside, but order them to honor us with the tea. So look, the tea, the water is full of things moving. Worms or dead spiders, everything there that you can imagine, and then boiling the water with everything, mixture, blending it, like they blend the tea or the coffee today, vanilla, French vanilla, and I don't know why, I don't know what. There is a blended with worms. And we're looking, well, we can see, we cannot see anything. We said, okay, alhamdulillah, it's boiled. So, and then they put the tea and then the sugar, and then and they put the water and with the sugar, they turn it, mix it, and give it to you to drink. Spiders, dead worms. You can't say, no, I don't want. You cannot there. You're stuck. You cannot go back. You have to live there 1 week, finish. It's up on the mountain. Only a tractor can go over there. So that tractor only comes once a week. It's like a monastery. But you say, okay, we drink. So we were drinking and something crashing under our teeth. But since there is a lot of sugar, we mix a lot of sugar not to taste anything. And the tea was very well boiled, so it's sour and sweet with sugar, and the tea is sour. So you were not feeling the taste of the nice 44 legs worms. We finished, we drank the tea. As soon as we drank the tea, it was evening. Might be half an hour, they put the food. Alhamdulillah, thanks to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the food we didn't see anything running. We ate, and might be 11 o'clock, midnight, evening. There is no light. They have lamp, oil lamps. And our stomachs begin to cramps and crawling. Where to go? You have to go to the restroom. Sorry to bring that, but this is important. You have to go to the restroom. We asked the doctor, where is the restroom? He said, outside. There is no light. He said, okay, take that oil lamp and go outside. And there is the restroom. We went, there is no water even there. I have to take the pot or a pitcher, fill it with water and go there. Went there, where is the restroom? Where is the restroom? We didn't see a restroom. We saw a tree. And around the tree they have made four, not wall, it's material, fabrics.
Sheets
of curtains closing the four walls, and then you have to open the sheet, raise it up from one side and enter, and there is only a wood and a hole. There is nothing, no toilet. This is the toilet, this is the restroom. It's good, was night. So we clean ourselves, make ablution, and came back. And in the morning, after we wake up, we're praying Fajr, and then you sleep, wake up, and so on. We went out to see, and you don't need to see. That hole, under that hole, what is there? And when you step, you are stepping on everything dirty. Maybe 100, 200 people. All of them for that, around that, they have to use the same place. So that student of Sayyidina Ubaydullah al-Ahrar, that saint, so I'm giving you a little bit of my experience there. We stayed 1 week and we went back, but it taught us a big lesson of humility and humbleness. And it taught us that wherever you find yourself, you can accommodate at a lower level or a higher level. It doesn't make a difference. You can sleep in the worst places, and you also you can be on higher places. It doesn't anymore affect you because you are, oh, me, I have to sleep here. Yeah, you have to sleep here. Some people, they say, you want me to stay here? Yeah, of course you have to stay. You have to learn humbleness. So that, when you have that such experiences, then you don't anymore hesitate wherever they offer you, wherever you go, you can find a place. So that story what we were mentioning is that wants to take the arrogance out. So he said to him, yeah, you have to go and clean these restrooms. In any case, I'm not going to explain what happened there. Many people knows what happened. I mentioned it before. He went and began to clean these restrooms. And the children of the city, of the town, they know him. They were running behind him and they say, our Grand Mufti became crazy cleaning restrooms. They didn't know that in the eyes of sages and saints, يعني بأعينهم صار كبير.
He became honored.
In their eyes he became honored because he humbled himself in the eyes of saints and sages. But in the eyes of normal people, they didn't. They thought he went crazy. So they sent the children behind him, taking pebbles, throwing him with it. Yani, you know the children, what they do. And cursing the Grand Mufti of their city. They said he become bipolar, xenophrenia, psychotic, psychosis. I don't know what kind of sicknesses they begin to apply on him. And he was doesn't listen to anyone. Going, do his job in the evening, going back to his sheikh. And the sheikh left him 40 days doing that. And every day observing his heart. And he is seeing more and more humbleness, more and more humbleness. More and more, one from 100% went down until reaching zero. He became submitting completely to the will of the divine. No more seeing himself. Because someone who keep doing that, not like today they carry a stick and in the bathroom they move the stick. I didn't explain, because we have two guests here. If I didn't have the guests here, I would have explained what he did. So, it's humiliating. So he accepted that. And completely, in 40 days, he was clean from this arrogance. There he said, oh my son, now you don't see yourself, you don't see your knowledge. Now I'm going to you give you from my knowledge to you. He raised his hand, this finger, and he was moving it to his heart, filling up his heart with these six powers, hakikatul, six realities. Hakikatul jazba, hakikatul fight, hakikatul tawajjuh, hakikatul tawassul, hakikatul irshad, hakikatul tai. We explained that many times. Six realities. And he said, now you can go and speak. Now you can educate people who are looking for that kind of knowledge. You can carry seekers to their destinies. So the grandfather, the father of the scholar that we were discussing before that story, the grandson of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, one of the big saints of early ages of Islam, of Sufism. His father, the father of the son of the grandson, was telling him that you have to do that to empty your heart from your knowledge. You have to be talib. You have to be
a seeker,
someone who is wanting to receive something. Always you have to see yourself, you are in need of that divine energy that is coming, or divine knowledge that has all continuously coming. And never you appear and come to the association of the real masters of spirituality with a full heart, with a full container, with a full cup. If your cup is full, means the container of the heart is full, and you come to the master's sessions, you go empty. They cannot fill it for you. You have to come empty, means throw your knowledge outside the door and enter. Then they can fill you with their knowledges. Don't come to the association of saints, spiritual masters, with the consideration that you are a knower or mufattish.
Seek.
Mufattish. I'm a fattish, Ashir. Yabhat.
Looking for something.
Or you are coming looking for something. What's going on? You are
inspector.
Like inspector. To inspect people, ask them, everyone, what they do, what they don't do. Many people come here to ask, they say we are Sufis, and they ask questions. How many you are, how much your members you are, how much this, how much. This is inspection, they don't like that. That one will be mahroom.
Denied.
Will be denied and will not be given anything, and he will never yastafid. Benefit from anything. Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, mentioned in Holy Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O Allah, زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, increase my knowledge. That is the messenger. Allah's messenger is asking, O Allah, increase my knowledge. He said, I have the knowledge of before and after. In Allah a'ta ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin. Allah gave him the knowledge of before and knowledge of after. Still he is saying, oh God, give me, increase my knowledge. Don't be satisfied with what you have. The knowledge of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is knowledge about every creation he knows. He went into night of ascension, went through this universe, saw piece by piece, every small atom he knew about it. He knew the knowledge of jinn. There is a heavenly spiritual and heavenly elements, a heavenly creation, and there is earthly creation below a human being. He knows all that knowledge. He knows the knowledge of human being. He knows the knowledge of angels. He knows knowledge of all other prophets and sages and that came before, and still he was asking, "Oh Allah, increase my knowledge." So it means the question is, Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. Oh God, increase my knowledge. To increase your knowledge, you cannot come with a full cup. Means every time you empty that, you ask more, they give you more. Because when you drink this water, you can put more on top of it and you drink more. So digest what you have. Live with it. Experience it. You begin to feel that power, energy. Don't be satisfied with what you have. Ask for more. Ask for more. Keep asking and consider what you have been given is like a drop in an ocean. It's nothing. Then they can give you more. Then they give you more. Until you become a seeker and a spiritual saint that understand everything. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knowledge compared to all human being knowledge. If you add all the knowledge of a human being, it's like a drop in the ocean of Prophet's knowledge. And still Prophet is asking for increasing his knowledge. Means not always for knowledge, ask more. Don't ask for dunya more. For worldly life, don't ask more. Don't ask, "I want to eat more than what I have." You cannot. When you eat, there is a limit of what you can consume. After that, you stop. You cannot take more. So what you do? You stop, is that? Why you don't eat, keep eating day and night? Who keeps eating day and night?
Worms.
So don't be a worm. Don't be an animal. Animals eat more than... Always you see them grazing. So, or in the jungles. Are we eating, consuming food more, or we accept what we have and stop? Huh? Are we eating more?
Yes.
Where? You eat morning, you eat evening. Or you eat noon and you eat evening. What you eat more? Are you eating more or no?
No.
You stop. But this is not the real food that you are eating. The worst that you are eating is always you are eating and asking for more, but not from knowledge, as Prophet is asking for knowledge. We are asking for more money. Never money stops. If you have 100, you ask for 200. You have 200, you ask for 1 million. You have 1 million, you ask 2 million. So that is also you are acquiring the dirty, the bad desires. You are not content with what Allah gave to you. Allah might give someone to have not, might give you to have some. So consume what you have, don't ask, don't keep running like a worm, as he gave good example. Consume like a human being. You eat and finish. What is enough for you? Alhamdulillah, it's enough. Try to be happy with what you have. And ask more for knowledge. What will be left is that knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We have taught him from our heavenly knowledge. That heavenly knowledge never ends. Moses was asking for that heavenly knowledge. May Allah grant us this heavenly knowledge and keep us on the way of masters and sages, and keep us at the feet of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq bi hurmati al-Fatiha.